Kupran Mahārāvas for arming us with facts and giving us hope in these dark times as Gaza remains bombarded. We thank you for your presence here this evening and for your wonderful lecture. I now move to our next item. South Africa had the slogan during the times of apartheid: you strike a woman, you strike a rock. Israel is rolling out Operation Pillars of Defense. O Israel, we introduce to you tonight our pillars of the Ummah, the pillars of our society, the PSA Women's Group that will be sending a message to the mothers of Gaza from the mothers of South Africa. I call upon Zahra and Shireen from the PSA, please.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمي الغالية، نحن أمهات في جنوب أفريقيا عشنا تحت النظام القمعي الظالم العنصري، لهذا نشعر بما تشعر به. لقد حملنا أولادنا وبناتنا إلى قبورهم. اليوم نراكم تحملون أطفالكم، الأطفال الذين فقدوا للأبد. نرى دموعكم ونشعر بنبض قلوبكم. لا تحزنوا، الساعة قريبة، الفرج في مستوى النظر. نعم نحن نعلم، فلا تبكي يا أمي، فشهداءكم اليوم فرحين وهم الأحرار. إلى أمهات غزة الأبية من جنوب أفريقيا، شكرا.
In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Most Merciful. Dear Ummi, as South African mothers who lived through oppression and apartheid, we know how you feel tonight. We carried many of our sons and daughters to their graves. We persevered and victory was certain. Today, we watch you carry your babies. Today, we watch you carry your babies to their graves, sons and daughters forever gone. Your tears we know, your heartbeat we feel. Don't despair, the hour is near, the end is in sight. Ask us, we know. Don't cry, Mum, don't cry. Your lost ones are smiling over you. This is a message to the mothers of Gaza, the mothers of South Africa. I would also like to take this opportunity to announce that, as most people may know, the 29th of November is declared as the day of Palestinian Kafia Day. We would like all our mothers and sisters and the audience in general to observe the day by wearing their Palestinian scarf, by the Palestinian cap, and whatever other symbols that you have, to show to the world that we stand with the people of Palestine. However, I would also like to suggest that this Friday, the 23rd of November, that we declare the Palestinian Kafia Day for Gaza, and we ask everyone, but our mothers and sisters in particular, to show solidarity with the mothers and sisters of Palestine. Thank you very much.
Let me just say that the Kafia is a unisex garment, so everyone to please show their solidarity with the people of Gaza. We know that there are lots of news. We live in an age of tweets and Facebook and social media. We also know that every now and then someone will send a message that there's a ceasefire, and that ceasefire is met by phosphorus bombs and dime bombs from the Israelis. Before we go on, I want to say a warm welcome to the Migrant Community Board of South Africa. Abdus Salam, welcome. Also like to acknowledge MEC for Transport, Ismail Fadi, who's with us today. And then I want to give you a very simple message. Because we all sit here, we can have this meeting, and we could feel that we are doing something, but we can do a whole lot more. You see, one of the things that we have to do is that we have to build the international campaign which helped destroy apartheid in South Africa and which is going to help destroy apartheid in Palestine. It is the only campaign that is supported by all social movements throughout the world. It is a campaign that's going to be enhanced in next week's World Social Forum in Brazil. It's a campaign that you and I can participate in. Because all it says is that you need to boycott, divest, and apply sanctions against Israel today. In South Africa, and I want there to be no ambiguity from what we are saying, as the Palestine Solidarity Alliance, as the BDS South Africa, as the Coalition for Free Palestine, we are saying to you and send the message to everyone else that until Mr. Carsten stops supplying Israel and using Israeli dates from the occupied territories and selling it and pushing it down our throats, we are going to boycott Carsten dates. Boycott it. Don't buy it. And don't be part of the oppression of the Palestinian people. It's an unambiguous statement. Don't let any business person, any storekeeper tell you, no, it's halal. It is halal. But it is a means of the oppression of other people, and therefore it is an injustice. It is a call to Mr. Carstens to come to the party now. With that, I'd like to invite a man that needs no introduction, a leader of our movement for liberation, a religious leader as well as a political leader who guided us through our difficult times, to which many of us looked up to and took guidance from. And I'm going to invite him. He insisted to be here tonight, to be part of this program, the Reverend Frank Chikane.
I wasn't sure whether I was start by saying Amandla to you. Yeah. I've come here from another meeting. I was really put under pressure to make sure I'm here. And I am pleased that I have made it to be here. As we drove through to this place, it reminded me of the old days of the United Democratic Front in Linasia here. And I just want to say the message about the pain in Gaza and the pain in the whole of Palestine is clear to you. I don't need to come here and convince you about that matter. But I would like to say to you, 40 years ago, when I found myself in the struggle for liberation at the university, whilst we were at the university, the people of Palestine were still oppressed as they are today. 40 years ago, we talked about the oppression of the people of the Palestine, and today we're still talking about it. 29 years ago, when we formed the United Democratic Front, we stood here and said the people of the Palestine must be free as we want to be free. They were our comrades in the struggle, and we were in the trenches together with them. 24 years ago, I visited the area, entered the barricades of the occupied areas as General Secretary of the Council of Churches, and insisted to visit every part of it, visit the refugee camps, see how the lives of the people were there, and that was in 1988. And today, we still talk about the pain of the Palestine. And some few years ago, I remember us sitting at the United Nations corridor, talking with President Arafat about what needed to be done with the president. And today, we still see the pain that is happening in the Palestine. There is only one group of people in the world who are treated as if they are orphans. People without a mother and a father, without an elder brother or a sister, elder sister. People who are abandoned and almost like forgotten. And these are the Palestinians. All the struggles of liberation came and went by and we became free. The Palestinians remain oppressed. Over many years, there are many conflicts that have come and gone, but the conflict in the Palestine does not come to an end. Everybody else has claimed rights, and we have fought for them, and many succeeded, but the people of the Palestine are not allowed. All nationalities have got the right to self-determination, and they demand for it. But the people of the Palestine are not allowed to do that. The world takes sides with people who are in struggles, but the people of the Palestine are left on their own. There is no fairness, there is no justice, there is no peace. I would like to speak today to people who are in power, rather than to yourself. I would like to send a message to those who are in power, that there shall be no peace in this world unless there is justice for all. There is justice is not divisible. It will remain justice. There will be no peace without justice. There will also be no justice without equality. There is no justice where one group of people is treated differently from another group of people. And it is important to say to the world, and I've been listening to the voices in the last few days, to say to the world, we are amazed about the hypocrisy of people who talk about justice and doing justice against the people of the Palestine. We are amazed about the hypocrisy of those who talk about democracy and even go to other countries and attack them in the name of promoting democracy when in fact they act against the people of the Palestine. The world is hypocritical. It took me a number of years to understand that the world is not as innocent as we think it is. I have never, never understood how the world will listen, and I'm going to say this, will listen to Madame Clinton talking about Israel and Palestine and saying there must be security for Palestine and then the security for Israel, but something else for the Palestinians. And I listened this afternoon to President Obama talking about the same thing. There must be security for Israel, but they never talk about security for the Palestinians. I think it is of vital importance to say that there will be no security for anybody in the world until there is security for all of us. There will be no solution in the world based on the narrow nationalistic interest of nations. There can only be a solution in the world if we talk about the common good of all of humanity. Once, if you're not talking about the common good of all humanity, you can never, never have peace. What we require is for the world to take a stand and say enough is enough. The Palestinians have been occupied for too long, and the Palestinians have been robbed of their rights for too long. The Palestinians have been killed for too long. It must come to an end. And I'm hoping that those who are in power understand and hear the message that we are bringing to them today. They shall not have peace unless there is peace for the people of the Palestine. Thank you.
Thank you, Comrade Frank Chikane, for that very powerful message. The next speaker also needs no introduction. I'd like to welcome Uncle Don Omar Matera and invite him to render a poem for us, if you are prepared. Kaya.
Hey, swarty die, huh? Ja, Christmas nog iets zo. Mashallah, is die dan lekker warm? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Let us give a message of hope to Muslims especially. Kullu amin wa antam bi khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My dear brothers and sisters, we have great giants on this stage, men and women who have shown by their ikhlas that they are committed. The young speaker, who is our leader in this campaign, has on several occasions shown me that it is not about talking, it is about doing. And I just wanted to say, if every Muslim here in this room committed 100 rand, like I am challenging you guys to buy my books, the books there are worth 670 rand. I'd like somebody to say, I'll give you 5,000. For those three books. Because that 5,000 is definitely not coming to my pocket, it's going to Palestine. And another one must say, no, no, no. not 5,000, 10,000. And so we must go on, because listen, Muslims in this country have never been so blessed as ever in our life. And we Muslims here are unlike other Muslims. We know the pain and the suffering. We know what it was to be called a kafir, a kuli, a busman, a hotnot. We know, and we have conquered that, but not completely. So, please make an auction. The lady there is going to make that auction. And as varam a booker. As varam a booker. Yeah, it's Aluddin Kasi. So, I just wanted to say a few words before we do the poem. That I really don't have a poem. I really don't have it. Because at such a time, the young lady has really extrapolated the most intrinsic words, emotions. Zato brat, don't let it unnecessary for a change. Sometimes it boggles the mind, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, how people can go on and on when the odds stand against them so tenaciously. How, when bombs are raining down on people and children's limbs are being smashed and destroyed, people still go on. I am always boggled by this phenomena of courage when there should not be courage. There should only be fear and cowardice and hide yourself, because hey, it's not nice to die. It's not nice to see limbless children. But then somebody rises up. Somebody says, Takbir. Somebody says, our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has shown us the best example. It is better to die for the truth than to live for a lie. So this night, let each one of us consecrate ourselves to this haq, this truth, that oppression shall not forever last, that the Jews, not all of them, there are great Jews, I've met them, let us say the Zionist apartheid state, and Obama and all these other dogs, these vermin, their day is coming. Let us find solace. Let us find hope in the fact that a child can take a stone and throw it at the hippo, not knowing that the child will see tomorrow. Let us find hope that we Muslims here, that Allah has given us this country to live in this time, and not to be persecuted in this country at this time. So definitely, there is something that we can do before some of us die. Let us walk the streets of this Johannesburg on a day. Let all and every Muslim, accompanied by all and every Hindu, by all and every Tamil, by all and every Buddhist, by all and every Christian, because if we don't say it now, another time will come for us. May Allah bless you. May Allah guide us. May Allah bring us to His arsh. May Allah fill us with iman. May Allah rescue us from selflessness. May Allah give us the understanding that you are here today and tomorrow you face judgment. Let Allah put our Nabi Karim and Nabi Isa alayhi salam right in front to cover our shoulders with the golden cloak of Jannat al-Firdaus. Let us stand up today like we have never stood up. Because poetry, ek kan aangaan, maar ek wil net diep in die hart en wil ek my mense kap. Gister was ons koelies, ons was boesman. Als dat hotnot, als dat kaffer. Vandag is ons vry. Wat van die arme mense daar so. So may Allah bless you and may Allah rescue you and give you the strength. Salaam alaikum rahmatullah.
Yeah, thanks everyone. Thanks Uncle Don. We have one or two short messages of support. I'd like to invite them all on stage, one after the other. I'll introduce them all back to back because we are running late. And Comrade Bavi is got another engagement. I think he's an expectant father. Okay. We wish his wife well and good health. But very quickly, we have with us Comrade Sipiwe Tusi from the PSA Soweto branch. He has a message for us. We have Comrade Anwar, and he's from the MSA. We have Tahila from Stop the JNF, and we have Kaya from the Young Communist League. If you guys can all join us on stage. And Sipiwe, over to you.
Thank you very much.
We are broadcasting to you live from the Baitun Noor Hall in Lanesia Extension 3, and this is a rally in support of Palestine. We have had some senior, some high-profile guests at the rally this evening, and we'll continue broadcasting for the next few minutes. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International.
We're blessed because we were linked directly with Gaza. We were talking to people in Gaza. We were addressing them in our lodge. So that's why I'm saying that we are blessed with fire. But also I wanted to remind this house, because we are looking Israel as Israel, but we forget that there was a program before 1948 when the British colonizers in Palestine came up with a program together with the Americans to make sure that they established Zionist land. When they said a Zionist land, they were talking about the total occupation of Palestine. And today we are talking about 9% of the whole Palestine that is now only land that is left, because the other one is occupied with big walls and all those kind of things. It's very little. And we, as a government, even today, we are also supporting a two-state solution. I wonder if we support the two-state solution, that we are saying that Palestinians must enjoy a short land, a homeland, because that thing is a homeland.